Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Into the show. Really happy to be joined by our next guest. He was a second round pick out of Illinois for the Kansas City Chiefs, and he played a great offensive line for the Chiefs and then went down to play for the Houston Texans. He now owns a small business out here slanging cookies. Let's be welcomed by Jeff Allen joining us on the show today. Jeff, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing great, man. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Absolutely, man. Jeff, how excited are you that football is back? We got the Hall of Fame game later today. I can't like 3 to 5 minutes.
For it. I mean, this is the earliest it's been. Football in July is kind of insane, but I'm happy for it to be back. You know, right now we have baseball highlights, so nothing against baseball, but I'm happy for football to be here.
All right, so there's a lot of stuff to kind of get your opinion on. Let's just start with this. I mean, the talk of camp, the story of camp so far has been Josh Simmons. What have you made kind of from what you've seen? And you're certainly still plugged in enough with the Chiefs. What have you heard about his development and how he's coming along?
Man, this kid, from the start, it's been a lot of buzz about him. Obviously, he didn't play college football last year due to injury. Or he didn't play much. But seeing all the film, watching the pre-draft stuff, I had a good feel for what type of player he was going to be. But seeing it in live action, even before pads were on in camp, just seeing from a biomechanical standpoint, the way that the guy moves so effortlessly, the efficiencies of his movement, they reek of all pro. I don't want to put a ton of pressure on the kid, but he just looks different. Some guys just naturally can do things that others can't. That's why it's called God-given talent, and he has that.
There's been a lot made of if he had been a fully healthy player, he would have been a top 10 pick. Is that what you were seeing when you look at the film? If he had had a great year at Ohio State, would he have been the 8th overall pick?
100%. He probably have been top 5. He is, in my opinion, he was the best tackle. In my opinion, if he can stay healthy and he can get some of those rookie mistakes out of the way early, he'll have a good chance to be an All-Pro as a rookie. And now that's rare air. I mean, that's a Hall of Fame type of career. You got guys like Zach Martin. Off the top of my head, I can remember doing that. I can see him doing something like that and stepping right in and not missing a beat.
You mentioned it just a little bit. Let's kind of dive a little deeper into it. What is it that you're seeing from him on film that makes you sound so hopeful, so optimistic about it, that you think he can reach this very high ceiling?
Well, when you look at tackles, one, the biggest thing in pass protection is how efficient is he in getting to that spot? Is he in between the quarterback and its defender in a relative position? He does that with ease, and it does not look very hard. Even when he's in a bad position, he's able to get back into a good position to recover. It's kind of like DBs, right? DBs, sometimes they get beat, but the great ones recover really fast. It's the same with left tackles. And this kid does the same thing. He's mean, strong. I mean, you see in one-on-ones, when you look at one-on-one pass rush, that is not a drill designed for offensive linemen to win. Like, I don't take that with a grain of salt. I don't look at that. But offensive lineman loses that drill and says he can't play. But if he can win that consistently and never lose, one guy that I played with, Rodney Hudson, he never lost one-on-ones. I probably could count on one hand the number of times I saw him during my career. And in games, he never lost. It's going to be the same for this kid.
Right now, we're talking to Jeff Allen, played with the Chiefs, played with the Texans, getting his thoughts on the Chiefs offensive line that has really turned into the story so far at training camp. Jeff, you are a perfect person to ask this question to, as you were once a rookie offensive lineman in the league. What is the biggest adjustment that you need to make coming from the Big Ten and playing at a really high level to now going up against pros every day?
The biggest adjustment is there's no off week. And college football, I mean, if you're a guy that's a high draft pick, usually you're far and beyond a better athlete and a better player than the guys you're playing week to week. Maybe there's one or two games a year where you're playing another NFL type of guy. But in the NFL, it doesn't matter if he's a household name or he's just a backup or a guy on the roster. He's a guy, right? Everybody was the best on their team. Everybody is a really good player. So there's no let up. And then educational standpoint, understanding the game, being a student of the game is very important to get the edge. The margin for error is very thin, and there's only truly going to be one or two plays that decide the game. You don't want to be that guy. And as a rookie, unfortunately, you know, they are learning on the fly, especially if they're playing early. So they have to, you know, get tested through the fire.
I think it was Will Campbell who had this quote when he was back at LSU where, you know, if you get one sack a game, you're a Hall of Famer. If I give up one sack a game, I end up working at Amazon. And I thought it kind of perfectly encapsulates the pressure that offensive linemen are on, where you can't make a mistake. And that one mistake, as you just alluded to, that's the difference in winning and losing in the league.
Yeah, definitely. And we definitely feel that pressure early in our careers. It's going to be up to those veterans and the coaches and even Josh himself to gain that confidence. And that just comes by trial and error. I mean, you got to give the kid grace. There are going to be some times where he doesn't, you know, look the best. But you're going to see those moments. He's going to consistently build on those moments, and that's how you become the type of player that he has the ceiling to be. And I really think he can get there. Just seeing what I see, I saw a clip where he came down on a slide protection. His feet crossed over. He was in a weird, awkward position. And he flipped his hips like a DB and got back in the perfect position. I don't see many guys being able to do that. And he's so quick. So he's going to make some mistakes, but I have confidence that even with those mistakes, he'll fix them.
There really aren't too many people that I can ask this question to, but you played in the league. You know what you're talking about when it comes to this. When you watch his footwork, when you watch his movement, is there an offensive tackle that he reminds you of?
Trent Williams, without a doubt. And the biggest thing that makes him comparable to Trent is the efficiency of his movement. Trent is a really freak athlete, so is Josh. But they make it look so easy. I'm telling you, being able to get out of your stance and meet a defensive end at that spot or that injunction between the quarterback and yourself, it's not easy to do. That's why you see guys get beat off the edge. They can turn that corner. But with Josh and Trent, you never have to worry about them getting beat around the corner. So you're going to have to run through him. You're not going to be able to go underneath him because he's in the perfect position every single time. So he creates a one-way go. That's why you see in these one-on-ones and a lot of the drills, most of the time these defensive ends are going to have to run directly into him. You're not going to – he has really great hands. You're not going to beat him with a hand fight. You're not going to beat him underneath because he's in good relative position. So the only way to get to the quarterback is you're going to have to go through him, and he's a strong guy that can anchor. So good luck.
Last Simmons question, then I want to talk to you about the other offensive linemen and how you think the configuration is going to go. Have you been in a training camp fight before?
Yeah, definitely. I've been in a few of those early in my career. You would do it and because you're really aggressive and you wanted to prove yourself. The older you get, you don't want to waste your energy.
I heard somebody say that Reed's stance on this is if you have enough energy for a fight, you have enough energy for another rep, and he'll quickly make you go through the drill again, which then is a deterrent for, I don't want to be out here fighting.
Oh, definitely. In Andy Reed's camp, you want to conserve every bit of energy you have. He's definitely old school. And the second you can realize that, the more you'll be willing not to fight.
How valuable is that? Because, you know, over time, I think we've seen that different coaches kind of have a different mentality towards things. Like, I look at the Rams. The Rams do joint practices. They don't really take the preseason games as important. The Chiefs kind of run, I would say, a more traditional kind of camp where they do play starters in the preseason. They do kind of get after it a little bit more. How important is that in terms of preparation and ramping up to once we get to September to kind of have that level of physicality?
I think it's very important, and I'm a full believer in what Andy Reid does. I've played with Houston. We did joint practices. You don't really get much out of those, in my opinion. But you see a bunch of fights. That's what usually happens. Tempers are flaring. You're not really getting good work in. But I think if you keep everything in-house, you prepare as a team, you use that preseason game as the opportunity to showcase what you've been doing in practice, that's the best way to go about it. Very much a necessary evil. I think I wasn't the guy that loved training camp, but I definitely understood what it was for.
Right now,
I took it, and yeah, I took it, and I ran with it. And you'll hear everybody say that.
Right now, we're talking to Jeff Allen here for a few more minutes, just getting his thoughts on training camp and the Chiefs' offensive line. Let's move over to the other offensive line question. I don't know what Jalen Moore's role is right now with the team. For basically the entire offseason, I thought that he was going to be the starter at left tackle, and I thought that they were going to consider redshirting Josh Simmons. That does not appear to be the plan. Simmons looks like he's going to be the left tackle over a right tackle. I'm guessing it's going to be Juwan Taylor. Is Jalen Moore going to play left guard? Is he just not going to be a starter? What do you see Jalen Moore's role as on this team?
Well, in my opinion, things change as the offseason goes on. I mean, they signed him in free agency. I don't think Veach had an idea that he would be able to get Josh Simmons at 32. That wasn't something that was in the cards. Well, we got him. Now you know he's going to be a cornerstone guy. Leave the kid alone. Let him figure things out over there. On the right side of the line, maybe we create a competition, or maybe we would just make him the sixth guy. He's a dependable guy. He was a backup in San Francisco that was thrust into the starting role. So he's used to being available and being ready when this opportunity comes. I think the current right tackle is going to figure things out. I think it's a contract year for him, basically, because of what the cap works. You know, he's going to be high on the cap next year. They got to make a decision. So he's going to have to go out there and play well, whether it's for this organization for next year or another team. His career is in the balance of my opinion.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Thank you.
My argument for playing Jalen Moore is, let's say that Jalen Moore wins the job and he's the right tackle. I mean, in theory, you would have at least the next 2 years of your offensive line. Like, if you're telling me Simmons is going to start at left tackle, you got Kingsley at left guard. We know that center and right guard are locked in. You got them under big-time extensions. And then you give Jalen Moore that right tackle spot, and he just got the new two-year contract. I mean, if he ends up winning the right tackle job, you can basically have your offensive line set for the next, I don't know, 40 games or so.
Yeah, I agree with that. But just from a – I guess a personnel standpoint, you got to think about this. If you put him at right tackle, what's Juwan going to do? Is he going to be the swing guy? Yeah, he could be the swing tackle, but Andy typically likes that sixth guy to be able to play tackle and guard. And I think Jalen can do both because it saves your roster spot on game day. So he's probably thinking along those lines. That's just my personal opinion.
No, and that makes a lot of sense. How, I mean, it seems to me rather rare, rather unique to be able to, I guess, ask what the Chiefs could potentially be asking Jalen Moore to do. Either start for this team at right tackle, maybe not be a starter for this team, or maybe he wins the left guard spot and Kingsley Suamataia goes to the bench and now he's your sixth swing tackle. Like, it seems like there are three roles that are completely defined, and maybe you would argue four with Juwan Taylor on that right side and he's just going to be the right tackle, but it seems like there's a bunch of different combinations this could go.
There is. I think they're going to figure it out fast. Andy Reid likes to solidify that offensive line. early in camp. That way he has the best five guys in there and they can gel, right? Everything about offensive line is about continuity. It's five different guys, but you're really one heartbeat. So the second that you get all five guys on the same accord and they understand who the guys are going to be, the second the communication can be better, the smoother it could be, and then we can fast-track this thing and be the best possible offensive line.
Jeff, last question here. I just want to get your, I guess, kind of general NFL thoughts. Give me a team that you think is a little bit overrated at this point in the season. Give me a team that heading into the year you think is flying in under the radar, a team that's going to be much better than people expect.
I'm going to go with underrated. I mean, I wouldn't say underrated because a lot of people can see, you know, the writing on the wall with this team. I think Washington is going to be a really good team. I know the NFC East, you know, has the reigning Super Bowl champ with the Eagles. Obviously, you got the Cowboys. I'm down here in Dallas. That's all people talk about. But I think Washington is going to make some noise this year. Overrated? I mean, I always think the Bengals are overrated. I know they didn't make the playoffs last year, but there's always talks of that. And then they're LA now, Chargers. You know, they talk about them winning the AFC West every single year. They're always the preseason champs. Obviously, Harbaugh is a great coach. You got a great quarterback in Herbert. But for some reason, they never put it together, and I don't see it changing.
Jeff, before you get out of here, instead of me plugging your business, I'm going to give you the opportunity to plug your business and tell people why they need to buy some cookies from you.
Well, quite simply, you need to buy the best cookies in the world and take it from an offensive lineman. I didn't get this big on accident. You follow us on Instagram, X, Facebook, at Cookie Society. You can visit us at cookiesociety.com. We ship nationwide. We have five brick-and-mortar locations in the DFW area, and I'm looking to expand nationwide, so look out for us.
That is Jeff Allen joining us on the show today. He was drafted in the second round out of Illinois to the Chiefs, also had a great career with the Houston Texans. Happy to come on today and break down the Kansas City Chiefs offensive line. Jeff, you had a great career, man. You're having a great post-career, man. Really happy to have you on the show today.
I appreciate you guys. Y'all have a good one. Thank you, Kerrigan.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Eniade.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.